The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First in Maine, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. Deschutes Brewery, it comes with the territory. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Lazer.
Happy holidays and hello, Hokies. Welcome to a very special Tech Talk Live originating at our new favorite place, R being myself and the Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup. We are at Krager's Tap and Table here in Ashland, the RVA, as we know it in these parts, and so does our first guest. We bring on, get good and loud, you know him, you love him, he's back with us, Sam Rogers, everybody. Hey.
Sam, excited to be here.
Sam, good to see you, man. You said, you know, you were always our go-to guy back in your playing days for Tech Talk Live and any other obligation. We're kicking off the rust a little bit tonight, but thanks so much for coming out. We got Big John McLaughlin and Nigel Williams is en route, we understand, here tonight as well. We're going to have a good time. And, Mikey, it's fun for us to take this show out on the road and see guys that we don't get to see very often, like all of the people here with us, but also guys like Sam, John, and Nigel.
Oh, I know. Just looking at those guys, they're still in great shape. You know, a lot of times when it gets back to your playing career is over, some guys get out of shape, but they're still in great shape. And how about this tapping table? And every daggone table in here is full. That's fantastic, right? Everybody in the back here okay? We got a great crowd on hand, and it's good to see all these guys, especially Sam. How you doing, man?
Doing great. It's good to be here, and I'm glad to see you guys, too. It's been fun.
All right, Sam, we're going to talk about the present and also your thoughts on Hokie football future, because exceptionally bright, and I know that you guys continue to be heavily involved with the program. But first, we got to go back, because your last college game was the Belk Bowl, and it was a memorable bowl that the Hokies are about to embark on again. They're going to overtake Charlotte like you did. I know I remember hanging out with your parents after that win. Take me into the halftime locker room. Things did not go well the first 30 minutes. You don't have to tell me exactly what was said, but right, what was the environment like, and what got into you guys in the second half?
Man, all I remember is everybody just really just wanted to get back out there. It was one of those things where you just wanted to make it right again. Obviously, we're down 24-0, I think it was, and we get in the locker room. Everybody was just itching to get back out on the field. And when we did, obviously, once we got those first couple plays going, it just snowballed from there. And it was really a tale of two halves. It was one of the most memorable games I've ever been a part of, so it was fun.
I want to go back before that because, man, you think about the last game you played at Lane Stadium. I'll never forget that as long as I live. The first and only time you had over 100 yards, right?
105? It was.
Two touchdowns against UVA. It was 52-10.
You know, I joked with Mike Goforth. The only time they gave me the ball over 10 times, I had over 100 yards rushing, so maybe they should have done a little more. But, no, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Obviously, in that night as well, I proposed to my now wife, Lauren.
We watched.
So, yeah, it was a good time.
You thought that was going to be a nice, quiet affair, didn't you?
Yeah, I did originally. I tried to wait till everybody was gone, and then
you forgot Mikey and I were still up there doing the postgame.
That's
show,
right.
So doing live commentary
that's right.
But we were excited for you, too, because we knew her as well. But fill us in a little bit what you've been up to. I just understand you just told me you became an uncle for the first time back in July.
I did, yeah. So my sister had their first kid. So they had a little girl named Charlotte. Call her Charlie. That's been awesome. It's great being an uncle because you have all the good things of being around a little kid without any of the responsibility. So that was a lot of fun. I actually became Uncle Sam on July 4th, which was pretty awesome. And now my brother, his wife is pregnant, and so I'll have another little niece on the way too. So it's a lot of fun.
Sam, let's go back and talk about how your journey to Virginia Tech. Who recruited you? You were there with Coach Beamer, obviously, for those 3 years. And then when Coach Fuente took over after Coach retired, man, things were a little bit crazy there. And they relied on you big time, you and the other seniors in that class, for leadership and whatnot. Just talk about the journey that you had there from start to where it ended.
Yeah, absolutely. So Shane Beamer was the one that recruited me. And I remember it kind of picked up with him calling me and actively recruiting me to come be a preferred walk-on after an All-Metro banquet in Richmond where I got a couple awards. And they were just calling me every day and letting me know that I'd have an opportunity to play pretty early. And that was one of my goals, to get on the field as soon as possible. So obviously when I got there, I was able to get on the field and contribute. Then, like you said, we had the coaching change the end of my junior year. And honestly, with how hectic it could have been, it was a very smooth transition. I tell everybody all the time that we went from a blue-collar coach to a blue-collar coach. So principles and foundations were very, very similar. So that helped the transition a lot. And obviously I learned a ton from both, and I'm grateful for both coaches and both experiences.
Sam, as a now former player, not too recent past, however, for those that are with us tonight, but how excited are you guys in that sect of Virginia Tech football at the announcement of Justin Hamilton and then Darrell Tapp coming back and joining the staff in the past week? Because you know, I would imagine, that it's going to stay, like you just mentioned, a blue-collar program.
Absolutely. It's great that they're keeping it in the family, too, which I think is just awesome. Obviously, it's different on our end now being fans and not really being a part of the program. Like, it's kind of a fun, different perspective. But like I said, it's just great that they're keeping it within the program. Obviously, it says a ton about Coach Hamilton that Coach Foster would recommend him and speak so highly of him. Coach Fuente speaks so highly of him. And obviously, Darrell Tapp's resume speaks for itself. So I'm excited for Hokie football in the years to come.
You guys won 10 games that year, obviously. Gerard Evans was a big part of that, along with other guys. You know, you think about Kendall Fuller and the Daddy Nicholases and the Chuck Clarks and all. Do you stay in touch with many of those guys, and how many of them do you?
Yeah, we try to stay in touch whenever we can. Obviously, those guys that are still playing, you don't want to bug them too much during the season. But, I mean, once you're a part of that family, you never really get out of it. So I would say that for sure.
Well, let's keep it right there. And the voice that you're hearing, if you don't recognize it, is Sam Rogers, one of our all-time favorites, but most important, one of the Hokie Nation's all-time favorites. And what's that like, Sam, as you transition to not necessarily being able to impact things on the field, but still being an impactful representative of Virginia Tech these couple years later?
Yeah, I think someone gave me some – I think it was actually Whit Babcock that gave us this advice. He said, once you're playing here, that logo, it never comes off. So you got to represent Virginia Tech in a positive way, no matter if you're currently on the field and currently playing or whether you're just an alumni. So we try to make sure that we still uphold ourselves to the highest standards off the field now as well. But like I said, it's a great new perspective being a fan now. I find myself just like every other fan yelling at the TV on Saturday afternoons and just getting excited for these guys.
You're like everybody else. When you come to college, you have aspirations to play at the next level. You got some time, you got some shots and whatnot. Just kind of talk about that experience and what it did for you and how it made you a better person, like, moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so grateful for my time out with the Rams. I spent a year out with the Rams on practice squad. I spent a couple months with the Bills in training camp with them. I had a mini camp opportunity with the Titans. Getting cut a couple times, it's never fun, but it's a great opportunity to learn and to grow. My faith has grown tremendously because of it. You know, when you get put through the fire, you realize there's a refining process in that fire. There's a refining process in those tough times. And it was great for me and Lauren. It was a great adventure going out to California, then coming back. I'm so grateful for the many opportunities that I had, and I'm looking forward to the next chapters coming up.
You're kind of like me, Sam. We were just in Hawaii for basketball, and Mike got SPF 4 suntan lotion and then didn't use it. I bought 50 because I struggle in the sun a little bit. How was California in that regard?
Like you said, I'm not going to be putting on SPF 4. That's not going to be my go-to. That is dangerous for me. I found out real quick that even if it's October, November, I better put on sunscreen for practice. Like, that's no joke out there. So I ended up just going to long sleeves out there permanently, so I didn't have to worry about putting sunscreen on every day. But the weather out there is incredible. It's 70 degrees and sunny all the time, which is beautiful. So that's one of the great things. The cost of living is not super fun.
I thought you'd like a farmer's tan.
It's more like a farmer's red. It's not really a tan.
Yeah, we pink and then we go
back.
Yeah,
exactly. That's we don't get we tan. Do. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
It's as if it never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this happened tonight, and we are excited that it did. Nigel Williams just walked in, by the way, for the Hokies in the room. Why don't you greet him enthusiastically like you did for Sam and Big John?
Thank
yeah,
Nigel.
Absolutely. We're having a good old time here at Craigers, our new friends up in Ashland. Check them out. Come on back. Mike and I certainly will be doing that, but we've got plenty more to come on Tech Talk Live. We'll keep Sam for a couple more minutes, then Big John jumps into the mix, and Nigel Williams as well. We're talking Hokies football, recent, past, present, and future. We'll do that with Sam on the other side. This is TTL tonight from Ashland, always across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Oh, we're having a big Hokie time here in Ashland at Craigers Tap and Table. John Lazor alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. He always is at my side, whether we're in Blacksburg or where we will be coming up at Castle Coliseum this Saturday. Broadcast particulars as we get back on the hardwood in a few, but we've got some of our favorite Hokies with us tonight, and without further ado, we bring back in Sam Rogers. And Sam, I've been eager to get the thoughts of you guys that were there for the transition to Justin Fuente and that Coastal Division title back in 2016, as it certainly seems like the roster has kind of been turned now to the new scheme, and it's going to be go time next year. I know that you guys kind of share that opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, just looking from a fan's perspective, it looks bright. Obviously, I'm not in there every day and not involved in those meetings, but just from the surface, you're returning 21 of 22 starters. Am I right in saying that?
Correct.
I mean, that's awesome. And with the success they had second half of the season this year, it seems like it's primed and ready to go. So I'm excited for the future for Virginia Tech football and for this game coming up.
I know you don't get back very often, obviously, but talk about some of the great games that you played in. How about as a freshman, you guys open up against Alabama, yeah. Then you play Ohio State twice. I mean, just those games. Talk about those games.
Yeah, honestly, Alabama is a bit of a blur for me just because I had been used to playing high school football against high school here, Atlee High School, and Patrick Henry and all that stuff. And then you're going to play in Georgia Dome in front of 80,000. It's a little bit different. So that game's kind of a blur for me, to be honest. But like you said, then going to play at Ohio State, getting a win there, that was one of the most fun games I've been a part of. Playing Ohio State at home, the first half was great. Second half wasn't as fun. But, yeah, it's been a ton of fun games. Even the Battle of Bristol was an awesome game to be a part of.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of fun games. Obviously, I wish we were 4-0 in all those games instead of 1-3. But, yeah, it was fun.
Sam Rogers is with us. We've got him for a couple more minutes before we let him go have some dinner here at Craigers and enjoy it like we did a little bit. Sam, I know you're still around the game. We can't get into some of the particulars because of all the NCAA and all that good stuff, but you're staying active in the game, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. I love being around the game. Anytime I can just learn and further my knowledge of the game, I try to take advantage of all those opportunities. And I love to teach, and I love to be around guys. So any way that I can stay involved in the game, I'm going to do.
And you also are doing a little bit of training, I understand, and maybe one of your pupils might be here tonight.
Yeah, I got two of my guys over here, John McLaughlin and Nigel Williams. They come to my training classes, Easy Day Performance Training over at Sports Reality. A little plug for that if you guys want to come over and join us.
You can do 5
a.m. 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. We're early risers. We get our work in real early. So let me know if you guys want to come. Very good.
Well, I know Nigel's got to get to the office because he's killing it in that perspective.
That's
too,
right.
So got to work out at 5 a.m.
Absolutely. Right. I'm here for him. I'm here to serve Nigel and John. So,
you get anything out of them?
Yeah, they're working hard. I got to push them a little bit. Got to kickstart them. You know,
they just ordered the appetizer platter to begin with. I just saw that happen at the table right in front of us. We're going to be talking to them, though. They'll get a word in here.
Exactly.
Well, Sam, as you look at the running back position, and you talked about your experience in the NFL, it's changed so much because, of course, you were fullback turned tailback or tailback first fullback. But anyway, the fullback position just not utilized as much. When you look at that now and what Virginia Tech has coming back and coming in next year, what do you see?
It's awesome. Offensively, I love being a student of the game and watching what they do. It's fun to see their multiple tight end sets that they run now. I mean, a lot of times they're in 12 and 13 personnel with Dalton, Gallo's younger brother, and James Mitchell. It's fun to watch those guys out there. And then obviously I get excited when I see Dalton Keene in the backfield taking some handoffs. Reminds me of myself back there a little bit. And then obviously Sean McLeese and Keyshawn King. I mean, those guys are doing great. It's fun to watch.
Nick gets mad when we call him Gallo's little brother, by the way.
He is Gallo's little brother. That's 100% who he is. So you just got to get used to that.
Nick Gallo we're talking about, tight end.
How about a good Coach Beamer or Coach Fuente story?
Ooh, Coach Beamer or Coach Fuente story. Man. You guys got one to start me off? Or any that I'm allowed to tell? Like,
well, they're not here.
Could he dance a lick? He couldn't dance.
I mean, he tried, that's for sure. I mean, his go-to was just putting the hat sideways. Coach Fuente wasn't about the dancing in the locker room too much. I don't know if he's changed at all now, but we tried to get him to do it. He wasn't really about it like Coach Beamer was.
Was he too stiff?
Maybe. Maybe he didn't have the rhythm that Coach Beamer is just naturally gifted with, you know?
I think he got it. That is a true gift. Yeah. I think he got it going a little bit, Coach Fuente, that is, after that Miami win, which started his turnaround. Oh, yeah. I don't know if he was dancing, but he was definitely jumping around quite a bit down
I love
there.
It.
As
love
if
it.
The Sandman was playing. Well, Sam, before we let you get out of here, a lot of people throughout Hokie Nation know your family, your parents, like you said, your wife now, and you're an uncle. How's the family doing?
They're great. Everything's awesome. It's fun to kind of be all around the same area now. Everybody's within a 15, 20-mile radius of each other, so it's fun to be around each other and obviously enjoying the holidays together. So.
Well, I want Hokies to know, those that are with us here in Ashland and those that are listening across our sports network, whenever I come to this area, whenever we got something to do, I always text these three guys and say, would you want to come out and be with a bunch of Hokies? They all respond within like 2 minutes. Yeah, we'll be happy to be there. You give us the particulars later. So we always appreciate it, Sam. Thanks so much, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
Always great to see you. Looking good.
Sam Rogers with us to kickstart Tech Talk Live here tonight from Craigers Tap and Table in Ashland. We're just getting started as the road led us here tonight to Ashland. No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood marathon station. Marathon fueling the American spirit. We'll bring in Big John McLaughlin right after this as Tech Talk Live continues across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause there's meaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Huh, I hadn't tried this before.
Please don't open that cinnamon coke right now. You'll wake up the whole house.
What do you mean, why not?
No.
Now you have to drink it, hurry!
Ho, ho, ho.
Told you.
Does that happen every time?
Yep, every time. And that one woke the neighbors.
New Cinnamon Coke is Coke, but with more holiday inside.
Try the festive new flavor while it's still in town.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and hokey wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Blacksburg Physical Therapy keeps all of us strong and healthy. Hokies fans, runners, bike riders, gardeners. Since 1991, they've been delivering customized care and treatments that work, and they have exciting news. Blacksburg PT is now Cora Physical Therapy. Same trusted clinicians, same hands-on results. Now with access to the latest tech to get you and keep you strong and healthy as ever. Check them out at CoraPhysicalTherapy.com or call for your complimentary screening at 540-951-2703. That's Cora Physical Therapy.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Talk Live continues from Traeger's Tap and Table here in Ashland. We've got the show on the road because we came to visit some of our favorite Hokies down in the area. They're all with us tonight. A big group of Hokies joining us for TTL and one of our big favorites, John McLaughlin, now with us here on Tech Talk Live. Big John, great to see you, man.
Good to see you too.
And I think we got to jump right in because you told us during the break there, you said, I'm excited to talk about Sam Rogers' exercise class. The floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, he's crazy. I'll say that. I have to tell Sam, you know, we 3 years removed right now. So, therefore, it hurts to get up in the morning, Sam. It's not, you know, not like we used to, but it's really a good workout class. And I joke with him and called him Lil Gentry over there, Lil Mike Gentry. But it's a great class for sure.
John, you look good. Tell us what you're doing. What you're doing now?
I'm working at Dotson Property Management right now. I'm doing a little on the property management side. My Dotson family in here. Going to support.
I like that. Yeah,
yep.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah, just moved to Richmond about a year and a half ago. So
that all started back with old Rosemary Goss.
Yes,
give her
did.
A shout-out, man.
Yeah, shout-out to Mrs. Goss.
She's great.
Most definitely, yep, yep.
Well, I could tell because you guys are still rolling together. You guys are still giving each other grief as former teammates. A night like last night with some of your former teammates had to be pretty special there
Most
in Pittsburgh.
Definitely. Most definitely. It was real special. I think that was the first time in, what,
1927
years?
Or something right. like that.
Yep, so that was really special to see all three brothers that I actually played with, what we all played with. To be on one field. That was something special for Hokie Nation for sure.
Hey, think about those guys that were lined up next to you and you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, think about Yosh and Wyatt and Augie and those guys. What, do you stay in contact with much?
I do, most definitely. Most definitely. Those relationships don't go away. I still keep in contact with all three of them that you just mentioned. Wyatt's with the Browns right now. He's doing well. Yosh is with Green Bay. And then I keep in contact with Augie. That's like one of my best friends. So you'll definitely see all three of those in my wedding one day.
Did you have a – was there a nickname for those offensive linemen? You know they always have some kind of name.
Well, we called each other – we had the Hogs. We called each other the Fools. We had some names, our share fair of names there. So.
All right, well, let's go back to Augie because he looks like a tight end now trending towards a wide receiver. And he hasn't taken Sam's class.
Right, no, he hasn't, but I'm going to have to get him to join. Yeah, Augie's small now. We always pick at him when he first got to Tech that he played tight end, but he gained the weight, and then he lost the back. So he's looking good.
Now, you think about all those great games that you played in, just like we were talking to Sam about. What game or two might you remember that maybe was more special than the rest?
Right. I would say the Alabama game. Like Sam said, it was a blur, but at the same time, I was a freshman. So you're seeing those guys on that field, our first game ever, you played the defending national champions. So I would say that was probably the most memorable game I have.
Give me your memories of the Belk Bowl. We were talking to Sam about that. You guys get down in that hole. You're in Charlotte. Huge group of Hokies there. And bang, mm-hmm. Tech freight train in the second half.
Well, Sam's been a little humble there. he was the one in the locker room, actually, getting everybody riled up. In my head, I'm thinking, you know, everybody's like, oh, we've been here before. 17-0, Notre Dame game, we was down.
Yeah.
Came back and won that one. When we got to 24-0, we were all like, we haven't been here, so... And then Sam was the one that got us all riled up and ready to play.
What was the coolest place you ever played?
Probably Bristol. Bristol was definitely a cool spot.
That was unreal.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience. All those people and, you know, That stadium was unreal.
The start of that game was good, and then
happened? It was. I'm not really sure. It kind of, you know, didn't turn into our favorite, but it was still a good experience to play in that game for sure. Yeah.
John McLaughlin's with us right now. John, one of the reasons I was so excited to see you and talk to you about the current state of the Hokies right now is this offensive line that continues to mature. When you look at that group that had the number of freshmen on it that it did, and then you're going to bring in a guy like Brock Hoffman next year, what do you see as an offensive lineman, the capability that that group's going to have the next few years?
I think they're going to be really good. They got a chance to do something really special. The thing I saw this past season was everyone played different positions. So that, you know, that helps when things happen in the college football world, when people get hurt, things like that. And, you know, some tackles play guard. I saw center even play tackle. I'm just like, that's special. Not every team can do that. So Vance Vice definitely got his hand on that offensive line for sure.
Now, you were kind of always a tackle, right? Could you have played any of them other spots?
I think I could, you know.
You think?
I give myself a little credit. I think I could.
Maybe tight end?
Yeah, I can catch, you know. Sam might not think I can, but I can catch a little bit.
Sam's trying to retort that, but we took away his microphone. Now he's enjoying dinner here at Craigers Tap and Table. We're having a good old hokey time. John McLaughlin is with us. But joking aside, what was it like transitioning? You had a number of offensive line coaches in your time at Virginia Tech, but the Vance Vice method clearly seems to be paying dividends now.
Most definitely, most definitely. Vance is a good coach. He came in and he picked the things up that, you know, our old coaches were doing, and we're like, you know, this guy knows what he's doing, and he knew the playbook. I was only with him for a year, but, you know, I still text him every now and then to see how he's doing. So
you ever text Kyle and try to get a word into the room?
Kyle Chung? A little bit. I talk to Chung a little bit. You know, he don't say much as it is, so I don't think he'll say anything about what's going on in that room. So
you also had a shot at the next level. Just talk about that experience.
I was in Arizona for a little bit with Bruce Arians when he was there back in
2017. Another one of my teammates.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
great coach. You know, got cut there, like Sam said. It's never easy, but that's the reality of the, you know, NFL. Was with the Giants for a little bit, and then had a couple tryouts with the Panthers in Tampa Bay. So,
John McLaughlin is the voice that you're hearing. Of course, former Hokie offensive tackle. We've got him for one more segment. Nigel Williams is going to join us. We are here, if it sounds a little bit different, on location at Craigers Tap and Table in Ashland. And, man, we've got an outstanding group supporting us here tonight. And we will have much more Tech Talk Live, which is brought to you tonight by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com for more information. More with Big John in just a couple of minutes. This is Tech Talk Live across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It won't fit in a stocking, but it might fit under the tree. The battery comes included, so there's no assembly required. You could try to wrap it, but most people just add a bow. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and it's available at unbeatable prices now through January 2nd. Need another hint? The Ford Built for the Holidays event is on, and it's the only time to find the best savings of the year on select Ford models. Hurry to your local Ford dealer today and make this holiday the merriest yet.
Hokie fans, if you could hear this broadcast, you're close to a delicious Deschutes Brewery beer. Like Fresh Squeeze, the original citrusy IPA bursting with juicy mosaic and citra hops. Hey, speaking of hops, have you ever seen that video of a kangaroo chasing a car? It's crazy. Turns out they can hop at over 44 miles per hour. That's a fact. Just ask Wikipedia. Okay, back to the beer. Fresh Squeeze, a refreshing and citrusy IPA available from the Pacific Northwest to the East Coast. Deschutes Brewery reminds you to drive safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. As for details.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazer.
Tech Talk Live continues here from Ashland. We are at Kreger's in Ashland, and what a fine spot this is. Mike and I crushed food before Big John even got here. What'd you get, Mike? I got the gumbo, the grilled cheese, and since this is all on Kyler Pilling's tab, the empanadas as well.
Yeah, well, I had a bunch of wings, then I had a salad, then I had a burger.
It's not the order those are supposed to go in, I don't
think. Well, I don't care about order. One appetite. That's like Big John. Just when time for Big John's segment to come up here, all the food comes.
Yeah.
And as an offensive lineman, you got to hate that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Look at Sam.
I've been looking at him. I think that's my tacos, too.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I got a fight going to break out.
Is that what you got? Was the three tacos?
Yeah, the tacos. I'm going to try the taco. I've been doing the fish and shrimp thing, so I haven't had any pork or chicken like that since February. So
wow.
Yeah.
Feel better?
I do. I can't keep all the weight on I had in football, so gotta
was
get
that
rid
Sam's
of it.
Was that Sam's suggestion to do that?
It wasn't. That was before his workout class. So now I think I can get back to chicken because of his workout class. So
yeah. What do you think back? Was this the greatest 4 years of your life?
It was. Honestly, it was.
Tell people that all the time.
Yeah, it
doesn't
is.
Get any better than that, does it?
It doesn't. The relationships you make at, you know, me being at Virginia Tech and the traditions there, it was a great experience for sure.
If there was one thing you could change, what would it be?
The weather. I'm from South Carolina, so that's the only thing I would say. That snow got to go.
But you're from South Carolina, but you're loving it up here in Richmond. You've been here about a year and a half working in property management. What's life like right now for John McLaughlin? Because it seems like so many of you guys are having so much success, and this, of course, is such a vibrant area of the country.
Right. Like Sam said earlier, just trying to find that next thing. We've been playing football since we were about 8 years old, so it's a little different not playing football, but there's also opportunity out there for us as well. So,
how bad do you miss it?
I miss a little bit, but like he said, it's different being a fan, and I'm enjoying the fan experience. You know, you get to see it outside of the program when you were in it so long. So
what is like a day in the world of Big John like when you're in property management now, residential and commercial, I guess?
Yep.
So what's a typical day?
Typical day is pretty busy. You have to deal with people. I think I'm pretty good with people. So, you know, dealing with homes, people's homes and everything, getting people in the home. So it's challenging, but it's different. Definitely different than football, but same mindset.
How worked up do you get when it's Saturday and you can't control the outcome and you're watching the game?
Yeah, I get pretty worked up. I tweet a lot, unfortunately.
It's all right.
I got to watch myself now, you know.
You can give out your handle if you want to pick up a couple
right.
Followers.
JGlock1993, follow me. Instagram as well. But, yeah, it's different. I would say that for sure.
How often do you get back up for games?
I try to go at least twice a year. Kevin Jones does a camp every summer.
Right.
And me and a couple guys, we kind of have a reunion there during the summer, and then we go to at least one game a year.
What's it been like as you transition out of being in the program actively, not just to the professional world, but to supporting the program in that way? What is that like? How are you received when you're just around town here in Richmond nights like tonight?
I'm received pretty well. Like I said, me being from South Carolina, I don't get that love because there's just Clemson and South Carolina people everywhere. So when I'm here, it's kind of, you know, good to see Hokies, you know. Go to home team for some games. All the Hokies go there to that one bar. And, you know, it's good to celebrate the Hokies when they win and get to talk about them when they lose as a fan.
The direction the program's going in,
mm-hmm.
It just seems like everything with all the starters coming back. I mean, they took their lumps a little bit last year, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like with all the starters back going in the right direction, Penn State on the schedule next year, the home schedule is going to be really good.
Right. Yeah, I think this team has a bright future for sure. There's a lot of, I think you said 20 of the 22 starters coming
21.
Back. That doesn't happen a lot with every football team, you know. I think that's exciting with the way they finished this year. You can just tell there's something about that locker room.
Could you have imagined being the lone senior starter on the team?
Oh,
you
man.
Were not. You were part of a big senior class.
Right. Well, I mean, we weren't that big, but I couldn't imagine that. Who is that? Reggie.
Reggie. Wow.
Yeah.
Brian at the beginning of the year too, but
right.
Reggie by the end.
Yeah, man. Reggie played with us. I think that he was a freshman or redshirt freshman. He's a great player. But yeah, that's pretty crazy to imagine everyone around you, has three more years to go. So.
Do you have any good Coach Beamer, Coach Vice, Coach Fu stories?
I'm trying to think of Coach Fu story. Actually, I do have one with Fuente. I know we had to do some up-downs or something for penalties, and he got a penalty the Notre Dame game.
Yeah, that's right.
So I went up to him. I said, hey, Coach, you going to get those up-downs? So you wish.
That was you?
Right, yeah. So I'll never ask him that again. But, got some stories that, probably can't share here, but
we'll share them at the table.
Yeah, that's fine.
After we talk to Nigel here, just a second. You're still hearing from John McLaughlin right now. John, since you are very active on Twitter, and I know that you do have takes on the program, give me your Belk Bowl prediction.
Oh man, that's a. Let's see.
Starts with Virginia Tech.
There you go. Okay. Oh yeah, of course. Virginia Tech's going to win. I thought you wanted to score.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say 24-0. I want to see a shutout in Foster's last game.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. As we let you out of here and get you to dinner finally, get you those tacos. I don't think Sam. And if you can order again if you want.
Okay.
how emotional will that be for you guys as you see Coach Foster, even though you're on the other side of the ball coaching his last game?
Most definitely. That'll be something to see. He is Virginia Tech, I would say. He built that defense from the ground up. But I think his tradition will keep going. It's, having a former player to come take his place, that's special right there.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, John. You know what else is special? Seriously, just texting you guys coming out on a drop of a hat like that to talk to Hokies, be around Hokies. We can't appreciate it enough, man. Thanks so much. Go enjoy those tacos.
Big
John McLaughlin. Man, is he fun to be around. And we're going to get more thoughts on Bud Foster from someone who played actively and played exceptionally well for that LPD. Big Nigel Williams is with us. Tech Talk Live special prediction from Craigers here in Ashland continues in just a moment.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards, Advantage Checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Awesome group of Hokies with us for Tech Talk Live tonight at Craigers Tap and Table here in Ashland, Virginia. We've taken the show on the road. John Lazor, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and we bring in yet another of our favorite former Hokies. He is Nigel Williams. He joins us now. Big Nigel, thanks for coming out, man. We appreciate it. And, you know, you've been repping this area and doing quite well in this area now since you left Blacksburg. Catch us up, man, because the last time we talked was at the Westin. It was Belk Bowl TTL. And by the way, for the listeners, we're doing that again on December 30th. More details. And you said, I'm going to get a suit, and then I'm going to go out and dominate the business world. And you've been doing that. Catch us up.
Yeah, I've been keeping pretty busy since the Belk Bowl. I know from the Belk Bowl I went on, got picked up as an undrafted free agent by the Buffalo Bills. And then from there, I used that suit. I got the Belk Bowl to conduct a few interviews, and I got a job in wealth management. So I started working wealth management, and then about a year in, I got picked up as an undrafted free agent again by the Arizona Cardinals. Things didn't work out there. I returned back to the Richmond area, started coaching high school football as well, so working in finance. So I've been keeping pretty busy in the meantime. So just enjoying being back home, just kind of giving back to the community as best as I can.
Who recruited you, and what did you major in?
Coach Cavanaugh was my first recruiter.
Yeah.
And then it was Shane Beamer. I went on to school. I got my degree in economic management.
We're talking awesome. With Nigel Williams. Take me back to that Belk Bowl. We asked Sam, we asked John about their memories of it. On the defensive side of the ball, things didn't go well, obviously. Gave up 24 points in the first half. But then after that, you guys were all over the place, taking the ball away and ultimately winning the game.
It was a slow start. You know how with defense, the way it works out, it just takes one play to kind of hurt you. And so we got a couple of big plays on us early in the game. It was kind of hard to – we were kind of young. We had a good group of seniors, but we were also young at the time. So we had to kind of dial it back in. We had good leaders like Andrew Matupawaka, Chuck Clark, kind of reeling those guys in. And just kind of got in the halftime. We heard Sam yelling at the offense. We heard a lot of noise over there, but we kind of fed off of that as well. And just came out swinging the second half, got a couple turnovers, and turned the game around.
What was it like playing for Charlie Wiles and Bud Foster?
It was a lot of energy and a lot of spitting going on in that room. both those guys are high-energy guys that feed off each other, and it kind of resonates in the players as well. It wasn't a game that we kind of went in timid because we never saw that out of those guys. We always felt like we were prepared and ready to go on game day.
You're watching those back-to-back shutouts for Bud Foster as obviously a member of the LPD. What are you thinking to yourself about how perfect that was in the final home game for Bud?
That's a perfect send-off for Bud. That's exactly what he deserved. It kind of shows what he's been building over these years, you know. A team that kind of took hits earlier on in the season but kept fighting through it, you know. Like we said earlier, we got 21 returning starters next year. Good young players, and they beat two really good teams. Not just beat them, but shut them out. So it's kind of exciting to see what we have in the future as well.
You guys had a heck of a defense. You think about Woody Barron and Kenneth Canham and Mook and Adonis and all those guys. Do you stay in touch with some of them as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I try and keep in touch with Tim as much as I can. I know he's doing really well with the Redskins. Just talked to Woody Barron not too long ago. He had a pretty good season up in Canada. Just trying – all those guys, I know Mook and Adonis were younger than us, but the way our team was when we first got there, like I know – they started the whole marketing campaign as this is home, but it really felt like a family when you're down in Blacksburg. And we kind of kept that going on after we graduated.
We've seen Woody quite a bit, Woody Barron, that is, over the last couple of years because he, of course, has a highly well-received children's book.
Yeah.
You contributed to that, right?
Yeah, I bought a book. Actually, bought a couple books. I gave one of them to a former teammate. He had a child not too long ago. So that was my gift at his baby shower. So it's kind of cool seeing how we all kind of stay connected through that as well.
But you're connected to art as well. You work in finance, and I want to get to that in just a couple of moments. But you've got that creative artistic outlet right now too.
Yes. I've been doing art. During the school, it's kind of hard to keep going with it. Just a football schedule and classwork. But when I got back to Richmond, I started teaching art at the Juvenile Correction Center and Bon Air Center. So I do that every other Sunday. And I just had an opportunity late October to go teach in Kenya as well.
What did your love of art come from?
It kind of was a passion, kind of a way to release. With football, physical exertion, you know. But with art, it's kind of mentally debilitating and everything. So kind of just dialing it back in, collecting your thoughts, just create something that you like.
How have you been able, Nigel, because you have been successful. You're playing it down a little bit. But I was reading an article about you in Richmond BizSense, which is a big thing, of course, in this area. How do you channel that into your work in that environment, in the financial sector?
Work is kind of like a different team. You know, in football, you have a team you work with all year to compete in 12, 13 games a year. But in the works aspect, you're trying to be the best member of your team to provide the best product for your clients and kind of delight your clients as best as you can. And with wealth management, we kind of want to put people at ease. I know with money, it can be a big stressful aspect of your life. So with this new team, it's kind of how can I best serve the people we work with?
You were on the same team. You're very fortunate because obviously Bud and Charlie were there the whole time you were there.
Yes.
But the head coach has changed and whatnot. What did you learn from the experience of those different regimes and the transition?
Just the way to handle adversity, you know. Coach Beamer was an amazing, legendary coach. And Coach Fuente never tried to be Coach Beamer. He was trying to be the best version of himself every day. And he kind of showed that. It was different. But at the forefront, he was kind of creating us to be the best men that we could be. And the best students, the best players that we could be. Same thing as Coach Beamer. So at the end of the day, they had the same mission. And that was, and on top of that, winning games. So it was really easy.
You're hearing from Nigel Williams. We'll keep Nigel with us for one more segment. This is Tech Talk Live, man. We've had a lot of fun here in Ashland tonight. We are at Krager's Tap and Table. We talk more about the LPD with Nigel Williams. More Tech Talk Live is next, straight across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First in Maine. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live, although we're moving headquarters on you. Tonight down to Ashland, we're at Krager's Tap and Table. And in a couple of weeks, a reminder, we will not have a show, a hiatus next week, of course, for Christmas, but back and back in a big way at the Westin in Uptown Charlotte, which will be the Hokie team hotel for the Belt Bowl. Mike, myself, Justin Fuente, Bud Foster, Reggie Floyd will be with you for Tech Talk Live December 30th, 5 to 6. If you're in person at the hotel, you can listen back to it as you do tonight from 7 to 8. We've got a few more minutes with Nigel Williams, and Mike just brought up one of the great stories. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, come on, Nigel. Let's talk some bowl stuff, some bowl memories, and let's talk. I mean, you played in four good ones, but the memory of the Military Bowl, and just think about all that went around that game. Coach Beamer doesn't coach. Shane's the head coach in that game and playing Cincinnati. It's a Military Bowl, and just kind of take it from there. You had a moment.
I definitely had a moment for sure. I didn't capture it as well as I wanted to, but
walk us through that, start to finish.
I remember Deion Clark had a big hit on the quarterback. We had multiple pressures off the game, but Deion Clark had one of probably the best hits we had that year. And I remember just seeing coming from the other end, the ball just popping out. And it was almost like perfect setup. The ball kind of hopped right into my hand.
Sunday hop.
And just started running. And I remember I had been there before a little bit in high school, but then in that situation, I looked up at the Jumbotron, saw myself running, didn't realize the delay. And then the running back came back and punched the ball out. It looked like it could have been lateral. That was the first question I got in the sideline. Was it lateral or did you fumble? And I was like, you take it as you see it, you know. But Greg Strowman ended up picking it up and taking it in. Not that he didn't need any more highlights that year, but took it in. We finished the play, and that was a good game, good way to take it out. But I wish I would have walked it in myself.
So you still hear the grief?
All the time. Whenever bowl season rolls around, somehow that highlight still pops up.
Well, so you can feel for a guy then like Tywan Garbutt this year who had a phenomenal year but had one right there for him.
Right in sight. I know how it feels.
He said he got pushed. They told me he got pushed off the ball, or they told Mike that he got pushed off the ball. We weren't buying it, but that's because we were so happy with everything else he did. But
take it how you see it.
You got to be happy for a guy like Narelle Pollard as a freshman.
Yeah.
Already a touchdown on his
young
resume.
Guy. He had a really good year this year, too. So I was excited to see that. I'm really excited to see the future of this defensive line. Seeing guys like Belmar coming back. He would come back leading these guys. Those are two of the young guys that were there my senior year. It's kind of wild. Me and John and myself went back for a game earlier this year and saw those guys and got to talk to them for a little bit. And they're excited as well, kind of going, just finishing this year, but then also having a good all season with these young guys.
Because you don't get back much, right? You saw the Pitt game? Is that what you came back
for? I went to the Rhode Island game.
Rhode Island game.
Yeah, coaching high school football, coaching private school high school football especially. It's kind of hard to get back playing on Saturdays, but that's a good trade-off, still giving back to the game, even though I'm not playing, and still kind of catching Hokies when I can.
All right, well, we've only got about a minute left with Nigel Williams. I got to ask you this one. He was one of your line mates. Now he's one of our broadcast partners. Did you catch any of Big Luther Maddie with us this year?
I did. Luther was probably one of the funniest, most intense guys you would ever see. I remember I still give Luther a lot of crap from when we were in school. I looked over at him one day at practice, and the fly was in the area or whatever. And Luther stepped back and jabbed the fly, like got in a boxing stance and killed the fly right there. And he kept moving. That's just like the way Luther is, you know.
Did you see the one where they told him to do some sort of stunting and he did like a slow motion roll?
The slow motion roll against Georgia Tech. I know exactly what you're talking about. He was playing mind games against them, against Georgia Tech, and it was freaking us all out as well.
Who wins in an arm wrestle contest, you or him?
I think I might have Luther right now. Luther's
got some guns now.
Yeah, Luther's slimmed down a bit, though.
Guns of Navarone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nigel, thanks so much. Like we told Luther, you were welcome anytime. You're back in Blacksburg to join us, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming out and joining us tonight.
I appreciate you all having me, man.
Nigel Williams, Hokies, kind enough to come out and join us. He's killing it in a variety of different ways now in his professional life, and we appreciate him coming, as we do, John McLaughlin and Sam Rogers. One more segment of Tech Talk Live. Mike and I will tell you what's upcoming this week and beyond as we go through this holiday season, starting with a special edition of TTL tonight from Craigers in Ashland. More TTL right after this.
It can navigate through a winter storm and 30-mile-per-hour winds. It can carry up to 2,300 pounds of presence across staggering distances. And it can guide you through the twists and turns of night with its adaptive LED lighting. No, it's not a reindeer. It's a Ford. And this holiday, you can get unbeatable savings during Ford's Built for the Holidays event. It's the only place to find the best deals and offers of the season. So act now and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit Virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at Virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $597 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
John Lazor, Mike Burnup, as we settle up here. I don't think we're leaving Craigers just yet because we've been watching all this food and drink come our way.
I know. I got to find out the over and under on Guidry's jalapeno pops. Was about 12, 15?
Is that what you went with, Guidry, the jalapeno poppers over there? We've got a lot of our Hokie friends here. It's great to see them, and we don't sometimes get down this area during the course of the season. So glad that we're here, but how awesome is it to catch up with guys like Sam, John, and Nigel? Mikey, they said, you know, Bud Foster, Coach Beamer, Coach Fuente, they are Virginia Tech. Those guys are Virginia Tech, man. It's great to see them.
No doubt about it. All graduates of Virginia Tech doing great in their personal lives and in the business world as well. So just fantastic. They all stay together. Just like, I mean, some of the best friends I have are guys that I went to college with and played with. And same thing with them. It's just great to see, fun to see. And so many great Hokies around here. Go Johnny Go even shows up. Man, it's just fun to see all these people.
Well, very quickly, time for the Ford Drive to Game Day. Hokies back at the Castle on the hardwood coming up Saturday. It'll be the final athletic competition that we'll call prior to the Christmas break. That is Saturday, the 21st. Hokies welcoming VMI. 4 o'clock start time. We'll be on the air at 3:30. Again, Tech Talk Live off next week for Christmas. Please enjoy your holiday season with your family and friends. But remember, special Tech Talk Live from the Hokie Team Hotel in Uptown Charlotte, the Westin Uptown. We will be there with Coach Fuente, Coach Foster, and also Reggie Floyd, the lone senior starter, 5 o'clock in the hotel lobby. So if you're in Charlotte, join us at 5 o'clock. Big thank you to Craigers tonight for having us. Thank you to Sam Rogers, John McLaughlin for being with us, as well as Nigel Williams. That was a treat. Thanks down the line to Mike Mirabito for running the program. For Mike, I'm John. Biggest thanks to Hokies listening and those that came out to join us here in Ashland. Thanks as always for being with us. Thanks as always for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First in Maine. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First in Maine will help you make this fall the best one yet. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First in Maine, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.